following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, September 30th through Thursday, October 6th, 2022. September 30th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, store up for yourselves a reservoir of trust in your hearts, so that in times of trial you can draw upon this trust to support you spiritually and emotionally. Your trust should be based upon all the favors your prayers have drawn down to earth, upon the love and devotion you carry in your hearts for me, and upon an acceptance of my divine will in your lives. I permit only what is best for you and for the souls your sacrifices will assist. You, my children, must choose to accept my will and be at peace even in the midst of adversity, or to angrily despise my will for you. I lead each soul to his salvation. All that occurs in his world around him is towards that end. Trust in this, my promise to you. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 5, 10 through 11. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, establish, and strengthen you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 1st, 2022, the Feast of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, a patron of this mission. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, do not be misled to believe that your salvation is my responsibility. I have made the way clear for you through my Son's passion and death. You now must, with your free will, choose your salvation by a virtuous life and obedience to my commandments. Today's saint, the little flower, chose to enhance her spiritual journey with many small sacrifices throughout the day. These sacrifices not only secured a high place in heaven for herself, but helped save many souls as well. No sacrifice, if offered with love, is unworthy. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 2nd, 2022, the Feast of the Guardian Angels. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I invite you to see that just as there are storms in the world, such as you just experienced, Hurricane Ian, there are stormy periods in your life as well. These storms in life may be illness, conflict with others, or confusion as to righteous decisions. When you face a powerful event in nature, you take extra precautions such as boarding up windows, seeking shelter, or just telling others to prepare. a storm in your life may be strong temptations towards evil, conflict with others, or even an illness. These are times when you need to board up the windows of your soul by praying more, making special sacrifices, or even seeking the help of others. The souls who try to endure a hurricane in the world sometimes finally turn to me for help, even if it is a last resort. The storms in everyday life often come without warning. Therefore, each soul must be prepared spiritually, physically, and emotionally for any happenstance. You do not have forecasters to predict many events in your life, as was the case with the hurricane. You must always be prepared. A note is given to read Jude 17 through 23. But you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, in the last time there will be scoffers, following their own ungodly passions. It is these who set up divisions, worldly people, devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And convince some who doubt. Save some by snatching them out of the fire. On some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 3rd, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, always have hope in your hearts. Hope in the grace of the present moment. Hope in the ultimate decision of my divine will. Do not let the peace of your heart rest upon worldly provision, but upon my divine provision. Depend upon my intercession, as I always have your best interests at heart. Be at peace, then, with the grace of the present moment. Surrender any discouragement to my divine will. That which opposes hope does not come from the Holy Spirit, but from an evil spirit. Always cover your heart each morning with the precious blood of my Son, and pray for Saint Joseph, terror of demons, to protect you. A note is given to read Romans chapter 5, 1 through 5. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in our hope of sharing the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 4th, 2022, the Feast of St. Francis of Assisi. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, each one of you has just cause to be a victim soul. Divine victimhood means you offer to my paternal heart every hardship and difficulty, no matter how small or how great. To surrender to me these crosses means you accept them with bravery. Acceptance of your crosses places you in my army of victim souls. The greater my army, the stronger my defense in the world against evil. It is my army that allows me to expose evil at its inception. If you are not working with me to expose evil, then you are working against me. My army of victim souls is an army of souls of light. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 6 through 13. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them, for once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is a shame even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 5th, 2022, the Feast of St. Faustina Kowalska. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, keep your hearts close to me throughout the day so that the Holy Spirit can guide you. In this way, my will is part of your every action, and we act together to accomplish every good. When you practice this effort, soon it will always be a part of your every present moment. You will see that the rosary is a powerful weapon against Satan's evil plans to destroy your peace. When your heart is in the midst of conflict, it is most difficult to know my will for you. Remember, in your acceptance of all the present moment offers is your surrender to my will. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.